what he had done. But my own heart is broken for Odysseus, the mastermind of war, so long a castaway upon an island in the running sea, a wooded island in the sea's middle. And there's a goddess in the place, the daughter of one whose baleful mind knows all the deeps of the blue sea, Atlas, who holds the columns that bear from land the great thrust of the sky. His daughter will not let Odysseus go, poor mournful man. She keeps on coaxing him with her beguiling talk to turn his mind from Ithaca. But such desire is in him merely to see the hearth smoke leaping upward from his own island that he longs to die. Are you not moved by this, Lord of Olympus? Had you no pleasure from Odysseus's offerings beside the Argive ships on Troy's wide seaboard? O Zeus, what do you hold against him now? To this, the summoner of cloud replied, My child, what strange remarks you let escape you. Could I forget that kingly man, Odysseus? There is no mortal half so wise, no mortal gave so much to the lords of open sky. Only the god who laps the land in water, Poseidon, bears the fighter an old grudge, since he poked out the eye of Polyphemus, brawniest of the Cyclopes. Who bore that giant lout? Thoosa, daughter of Phorcys, an offshore sea lord.